My father's well known in Stone County. He was extremely popular for a black person. And I'm not saying this in a boasting manner, but he did. Anybody in Stone County, especially the whites, knew him. And I just relied upon him. I think I would have become more independent had I not known him. And he had not been my father. But he could tell you all these details like this. I mean, my mother, I understand that. Let's see, what back? Third generation back from her, there was a white. The white was, she's extremely fair. And I've heard lately that they had there was a white male that was a part of their family that's responsible for their coloring.
That's
on
your mother's side?
On my mom's side. My dad was dark. That's about the details. I do remember seeing a picture of my great-grandfather and his wife on my grandmother's side. And he was dark, and my grandmother was good. But I think my great-grandmother's father was white. But that's about it as far as...
Your great-grandmother's father.
Yeah. That's as far as I can remember as far as... I do feel like that my grandfather, I understand maybe some of his family were white too because he was extremely fair. My grandfather's side. But that was never discussed.
Is that on mother's side too?
Yes, that's on mother's side. I don't know anything about the ones on my father's side.
Since you mentioned that, have you ever heard blacks use any particular terms or descriptions for blacks that have extremely light-colored skin?
Light-colored skin. Have I ever heard of any term to describe?
Distinctive or any kind of name,
African?
Yeah. Well, like I said, somebody, a black that has unusually or strikingly light-colored complexion.
Oh, yeah. Light-colored.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, mulatto? Mulatto or what is it? Yeah. They call them names. What do they call those people? Half breeds or something.
Yeah. A mulatto and a half breed be pretty much the same.
I never heard it very much. That's something else about us. We were.
Possibly any derogatory or joking terms, even. That'd be interesting.
High yellow?
Yeah. Ever heard bright?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's prevalent. I'm sorry.
How would they use that word?
Huh?
How would that word be used?
Oh, she's bright. She's, my mother never liked that term. They always thought if you were describing a complexion, you should say he's fair. Or he's dark-skinned, not say bright.
No, derogatory itself?
They didn't think it was derogatory. They didn't think it was very descriptive. No, they didn't, it wasn't something that's forbidden.
Yeah.
But they felt that you could use a better descriptive term. I think my grandmother was the one who did that. She was extremely, near your complexion.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And she had nice hair. Her hair was straight.
Yeah.
And she just said, you can say that they're fair, but you wouldn't say fair. We didn't circulate very much in the community. The only time we went outside the house or outside our property, my mother helped to farm, was to go to church. And we went to Hattiesburg a lot to shop, especially for clothing. We go to town occasionally to get groceries, but my dad worked in college, and at that time they were permitted to bring food home, the leftover food from their day. So we didn't have to buy very much food with that, but we raised. And at that time, the college was all white, and they were fed well. They had steak and whatever, so we got that. And it, we could go to